Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. I'm a fraud supervisor. How may I help you today, please?
Yes, I have a charge on my checking account of $59.89. For I don't even know how you pronounce it. Musea Pearl.
Okay, and the way they code it on the statement is not the product name. And okay. Can you verify your first and last name, please?
Nancy Ford.
Thank you. Is your address 437 Seagrass Avenue, Sebastian, Florida?
Yes.
Thank you. I do see this was for the Bites Hub. It is an app that gives you healthy recipes to eat better and to feel better. It looks like someone, a meal planning app. It looks like someone entered a sweepstakes to possibly win a Dyson vacuum cleaner.
Oh, geez.
So when that happened, this app automatically came with it. We do take fraud very seriously. We'll be glad to work with your local authorities.
So do I.
Yes, ma'am, and provide them with the IP address of the device that was used to make the charge and have them open an investigation. But I'll be glad to go ahead and cancel.
Off my account. Okay.
I'm going to cancel. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I'm sending it over to open an investigation. We have canceled and we have refunded your account. Your refund will be in your account in 3 to 5 business days and you'll have no more charges whatsoever. Would you like a confirmation number when that comes up?
Yes.
Okay. Your confirmation number is going to be C as in Charlie, 9207280047.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can help you with today, please?
No, I'm a single parent and I can't afford $60 taken out of my account. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I totally understand. And your refund will be back in 3 to 5 business days and there'll be no more charges.
Okay. Thank you, Crystal.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day, please.